It is finished. It was a dreary situation. Mankind was charged with the sin of Adam and Eve, the sin of disobedience, which has left the devil gloating ever since. God's heart was heavy that his creation had fallen. In heaven, it was asked, who would go for them? Jesus responded that he would. So to the earth he came, through the virgin birth of a maiden called Mary. He entered appearance to defend the case of humanity against the devil. He grew up as an ordinary child. When he was 12, he was taken to the temple, as was the custom in those days. At the temple, he sat with the teachers of the law. He took the scrolls, found Isaiah 53, and read it out to them. He said, "Today, this is fulfilled in your hearing." Indeed, the teachers were stunned. What authority he teaches with, they mused. By age 30, he began his earthly ministry. He went to the desert and fasted for 40 days. While there, the devil tried to tempt him, but thankfully, Satan did not prevail. His ministry could be summed up thus: preaching the good news, healing the oppressed. On numerous occasions, he presented his argument to the teachers of the law and to others. Some got converted clandestinely, a public proclamation of their faith they would not make. Some got angry, gritted their teeth, and clenched their fist. How to get him arrested for blasphemy was the problem. But alas, one day a plan was hatched. He was betrayed by a kiss, by one close to him, Judas Iscariot, and sold for 30 pieces of silver. They arraigned him before the court. Though he was not found guilty by the judge, the crowd shouted loudly, "Crucify him!" So to the cross he went, bearing the sins of the whole world. Having made all his arguments, there was nothing left for him to say or do. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They lashed his back with whips. He was given vinegar when he asked for water. They pierced his side with a spear. Father in heaven had to turn his face away from the horrible scene. And then he breathed his last and said, "It is finished." What was finished, you may ask? His assignment on earth had been completed. The victory over the devil had been won. This was his closing address. There was nothing more to add. The grounds shook. The temple curtain was ripped into two. We could now approach God's throne of grace without offering animal sacrifices. The earth was covered in darkness. Surely, he was the Son of God. The soldier at the base of the cross muttered. He was taken down from the cross and buried, not together with the criminals who were crucified along with him, but in an empty tomb located at the garden where he was crucified. This tomb belonged to Joseph of Arimathea, one of his secret disciples. On the morning of the third day, a woman went to the tomb. Her name was Mary Magdalene. She found the stone rolled away and the tomb empty. So she ran to Peter and John and informed them of this. They accompanied her to the tomb to verify for themselves if what she said was true. But alas, they also found the tomb empty. Where could the body be, they wondered. Bewildered, they walked away. But Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. Two angels in white she saw, seated where Jesus' body had been. "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and inquired from a man standing in front of her, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out, "Teacher." But his death and resurrection would be meaningless to you unless you accept his offer of salvation. Please don't make a counter offer, because with that we would not have an agreement. Your acceptance must be absolute. For reflection, we are thinking and reflecting on 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full." Shalom.